from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Casey Kenny. Cap Crazy, the Tailgate County Derby's making its return next July 26th and 27th. Tourism and Special Events Coordinator Kelly Crawbies says the first year they welcome visitors from across Ontario, Manitoba, and even the United States. She says there are some new wrinkles being added, including a tailgate party on Friday night.
Food vendors are going to be there, merchants, the kids zone, inflatable, stuff like that. All the favorite festival activities that we usually host. But what's really cool about next year is that we're going to be featuring a car show. So cars that are going to be in the Derby, they're going to be there. You can meet the driver. You can see the build of their car.
The headliner for next summer's festival is Aaron Goodwin, along with the Prairie States and the return of DJ Johnny Rybex. The Demolition Derby is back with two new categories for competitors. City Police and Victim Services Timmins are once again partnering up to collect unwrapped gifts for the less fortunate families in our area. Police officials say they're counting on the generous nature of local citizens to take part in the campaign, and anyone wishing to donate can do so by attending the police station and dropping off the gifts for the Victim Services staff. They add cash donations are also being accepted, and the deadline for donations is December 15th. And Canadian military officials are drawing attention to two recent incidents involving the Chinese military. The Canadian Armed Forces says one of its helicopters was taking part in a military exercise in the international waters over the South China Sea last Sunday when it was intercepted by two Chinese military jets in two separate incidents. They say the first jet passed the helicopter very closely, causing turbulence, and the pilot had to take actions to stay safe, while the second jet launched flares in front of the helicopter, causing it to have to maneuver out of the way. CAF officials say the incidents were dangerous, and they've talked with China to raise concerns over what happened. Stay in the know. Sign up for daily and weekly news alerts direct to your inbox at mytimmonsnow.com. In sports, fresh off the 4-1 win over the Iroquois Falls Storm last night, the Timmins Rock hit the ice tomorrow night in Kirkland Lake against the Gold Miners. That NOJHL contest faces off at 7 p.m. Meantime, tomorrow night, the Storm entertains the West Division leading Greater Sudbury Cubs at 7. The Storm then wrap up the weekend in Hearst on Sunday at 4.